Yo, 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 yo. You are now tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. Welcome back. It's the coolest host you know, your boy Ice.
It's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And we got a new co-host this season. Shout out to Tish.
Yes. I'm
welcome.
Back.
Welcome. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we here for another one, man. We excited. It's been a long time. It felt like forever. Now we here. Shout out to It's a Snack, you know what I'm saying, on IG, gang, you already know. Shout out to the COTR gang, Rhythmics Radio, man. We back with another one, man. How y'all feel?
Real good. Yeah. Happy to be here.
You know, I've been waiting for this all week. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting for this all week. I've been doing push-ups, you know what I'm saying? Sit-ups, been running around the house.
Set your outfit up last night. And shit.
You know,
like, I'm gonna kill him tomorrow. Like,
oh,
I'm killing. Couldn't sleep last night.
You know. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man.
Everything else is good, man.
Man, Rhythmics Radio, we back again for a new season. It's our third season, man. We got a lot of things that we're putting together, that we're conspiring, if you will. We got a lot of guests, and we just ready to get you and your people. If they got a brand, they got a business, they have something that they want to promote that is may not be off the ground yet, or it may be just flourishing, you know what I mean? Wherever part of the journey they're at, we would love to have them on the show, because there's a lot of our listeners on IG, Facebook, YouTube who look to us for not only laughs but also a little bit of motivation. So with no further ado, man, let's get right into pregame.
Cups.
Hey. So yeah, man, now this the new season, you know what I mean? And actually last season we had Tish on for our Valentine's Day episode, you know what I mean? She actually owns her own candle business. Yes. Mia Moore Scents. I actually love it. I have like 3 candles in my crib right now, you know what I mean? Because I love candles and they actually smell good. So if y'all in the area or wherever she's shipping to you, go support Mia Moore Scents. But yeah, we decided, you know what I mean? We wanted to spice it up. We wanted to also have that energy, that women energy, you know what I'm saying? And get another voice that kind of break it up from two guys being on the show. So we happy to have Tish on the show.
Yeah, we really happy to have you on here. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? It was the first thing that came into our minds when we was even thinking about this. So, you know.
I better be.
Are we going like that? Well, let me start it off like this.
Like that.
She stole my chair, too. She took my chair. Since we starting off like that, I was trying to be calm about it. But every time I look over there, at my damn chair.
I'm seeing over you. I know.
Yeah, man. So we got a lot of shenanigans we already are been up to. We actually did a photo shoot last week. And there are shenanigans there. We can't wait for the end product to come out with that. Shout out to everybody in IG. Bring your own vibe. Baby cakes is a snack. But yeah, man, like it's we here. You know what I mean? We're gonna go through the rest of the summer. You know what I mean? We got a lot of great guests lined up, and we actually have a guest who we had last season. Right. We brought him back this season because they have a movie that they got rolling out. It's in Warner Theater.
Kennedy Center.
This is the Rocks are already kicking in already. You know what I'm saying? But we got our tickets. You know what I mean? And shout out.
Switch them out though. We're gonna have to switch them out.
Oh yeah, we definitely gotta get the later show.
To the later show.
Shout out Josh, my homie Josh.
Switch it out because it was sold out and they made more room.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Let's be exactly.
Yeah, put that color on. That's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? We tried to go to the 6 p.m. show, and they have a few showings. June 26th, Saturday. They have had a few showings. We were looking for the later showing because that's just how we roll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's how we do Conversations on the Rock. And we want to get the 6 o'clock slot. It was sold out. So then we tried to get the one prior to that was sold out. The next one, it wasn't sold out, but then you couldn't get three seats together. You know what I'm saying? So we got the 2 o'clock slot right now. Yeah. But we're excited to see it nonetheless, man. Yeah, shout out to my homie Blake. And Josh, man, and they have a film that we're excited to see by the name of the Zeke Sanders story.
Yep.
So yeah,
got the wristbands popping.
Get you one.
Got the wristband popping.
And they brought some merch too. So appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. I'm excited to see the story. Actually, I remember last year, probably longer than that now, with COVID and everything. Yo, I had a showing, like a 10-5 minute showing at
Tokyo Pearl.
Yeah, and that shit was pretty dope, and I just like the theme of just the whole story. So just to be there and the energy in the room, it was pretty packed there. So I'm just excited to see all the other characters in the movie, and to see what you guys got coming next. So yeah, man, appreciate it. We're gonna get into the interview with them brothers a little later, but glad to have them on the show. But
thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank y'all for being, you know what I'm saying, want to be on, you know what I'm saying, in a short notice, you know what I'm saying. I'm glad that we could fit y'all in. But yeah, man, how was y'all weekend though, man? Tiff, Los, you know what I mean? Are y'all ready for the season? How y'all feeling? It's June, it's hot. Like, tell me what it is. What's the vibe?
Outside is open.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
I just seen y'all was wilding out in the city. Gonna get into that. Man, like you said, it's hot. One thing I do want to shout out is congratulations to my junior, Carlos A. Holman II. You know what I'm saying?
Graduating today. Salute.
And he has got a full ride to NC thing, State. Yeah. Can't wait for you to do that.
Congratulations.
Okay, yeah. I did that. That's my son. I gave him my name and everything. You know what I'm saying? So he can carry that strong. And I will say, shout out to his mom. She did a good job too. You know what I'm saying? So there, I said it.
That's what's up, man.
But yeah, that's a good feeling, so I'm feeling good about that. Other than that, the week's been hot, man. Y'all know I do this HVAC, man, and it was hot as hell. So, yeah. You know, I wasn't really feeling that at all.
And it ain't even summer yet.
And the cicadas was out, too, man. Like, for real, like, I ain't scared of bugs. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared of no bugs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the toughest nigga around here. But it's just like, when they do it, you know what I'm saying? And then they ugly looking, like, their eyes is all big.
They got no fear.
And then you know what kills me? I'm thinking these motherfuckers is dead, and you kick him, and he comes right back. Was I not supposed to do that? Did I just revive this motherfucker? Because I'm mad.
Like they be playing
like
dead.
Like they playing dead. What are they doing? Stop doing that. But I'm just glad we don't got them a lot out here, but I be in Alexandria, and I know Maryland's heavy. Got them heavy. Heavy. Shout out to Nikki Caters, by the way, because I be following and I be seeing them all the time.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Nikki Caters, man.
I don't know how she do.
She always come through with the crazy. Actually, when she came through, y'all was here.
Yeah.
So y'all remember how good that shit was. Yeah,
we're going to get that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did the last show, too, with the stuffed chicken.
Exactly.
And the mac and cheese.
Oh, that mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese.
Right, yeah, mac and cheese was hitting. That mac and cheese was hitting. Matter of fact, that stuff, salmon and the shrimp.
Yeah, that was good.
That stuff, chicken breast, that shit was hitting. Yeah.
Was it green?
She had a lot of shit. Yeah, so we're going to have to get that again.
Yeah, shout out to her, man. Yeah. Maybe we get on the show next season or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, with no further ado, let's get right into opening shots, man.
Yeah, we're gonna do it again.
It's a lot been going on. You know what I mean? We had the whole all season, it was just a lot of wild shit. So shout out to opening shots, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And the first thing, man, that just comes to mind is the young boy. I saw a lot of people saw this on social media. The young boy, I guess it was an Asian man, got shot by an Asian man in Michigan, but how he got shot out of a window, which is just weird, and just it's a whole nother level of like cowardly, you know what I'm saying, to me. Yeah. But yeah, get shot through the window, actually survived. So shout out to that boy for living and actually talking about it after. Wow. But yeah, man, this story I guess probably went viral because of just that it was a young boy shot by a man of a different race,
on his own
out of a window.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and
their neighbors.
They're neighbors, right? So, one, I don't even know exactly what he was really mad at the young boy about, because the young man even said that he tried to chase him off with a sledgehammer. But I liked the little dude because he was cool. He was like, but I was too fast for that, so that wasn't going to work. I said, hey, that's a real one right there. And then he said, oh, and then the lady said, so then what happened? I'm like, bitch, you already know what happened. I got shot. All in all. And when it went through, you know what I'm saying?
They were saying that he left, his bike was in his yard, or something. Okay, that. I'm not sure if that was maybe the reason why he decided to do what he did or whatever, but I've heard that further updates on that particular story, and that he has, like, I guess his family got a business, an Asian restaurant or whatever.
Yes, they posted,
and people have been promoting, been petitioning and like protesting the business, trying to get it out of business. So that's really what the real power is, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, actually, he is now back to lockup, actually, because they took back the bond, because that bond was only
$10,000.
And he got on them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, let's not do that.
So that story in itself, man, it's
that's
wild. Just, on this show,
to be honest, our next door neighbor, we'd have killed you. Okay, we'd have fucked you all the way up for my son, like Slim, like for real. Yeah, we wouldn't even have to call the police. And I'd have been on Channel 9 News with that shit. So what happened?
If you shot my child, you shot my daughter. Like,
you know, I shot him. Kicked him around a couple of times, kicked the dog, everything. Poured the fish on the floor with no water, so he went dead heavy.
Nah, I can't imagine, man. But just the fact that we have to resort to guns so fast, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker can't call, don't know how to have a conversation.
Just
to be that fight.
That was a child.
Like, it's
gonna
be
a
gun.
That's what I'm saying. That was a child. Like, and to be that bold, and like the whole thing was caught on his Ring camera anyway.
Exactly.
So like, you're just that bold to be like, fuck it, today I think I can, yeah, I'm gonna do this. This is, I've been told this little ass about putting this fucking bike in my yard, and this going down. Now I'm gonna go behind this window right quick.
Exactly.
You know,
so nobody's gonna see me.
See
the whole time,
right.
I got a camera that I forgot the view of the camera.
Yeah, I forgot to turn it
you
this
big
way.
Dummy. Like, you just like, what?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, man. Shout out to the boy for surviving. Luckily, in this story, this particular story, you don't have to talk about somebody not, you know what I'm saying, no longer making it. So shout out to the boy.
Yeah.
And,
definitely.
Yeah, and that could have been bad.
It could have been
terrible. Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, man. Also, I believe we were, you sent me actually a post about the president in France. I guess he was like just walking around doing like a presidential stuff, and people were out there to greet him, and there was a barricade, and people were like waving, and he got close to the people.
Yeah.
And so close to in arm's reach, and one of the dudes just slapped him or something, right?
A smooth, clean slap.
It was too. It was. It was so open handed. Yeah. It was right on time.
Ready for that.
Yeah. He said, "Bye, I got his ass. I got him. Hell yeah, I got him." And you know what I'm saying? He said, "But you know, it's hard being the president, man. Right? I hate you all." You know, me personally. Shit. I could not be the president and have to deal with that, because I'd beat his ass. Right. Like, we wouldn't need no security in the club. You know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Like, I can't be a president either, man, because, it's like
remember
searching.
The one time that they threw the shoe at, what was it,
George Bush?
Man? Oh, my God. Was that
not dug it onto the podium?
That not the smoothest? And he said so. And then I just want to get on back.
You got to keep living life like nothing happened.
Hey,
like, no.
He wasn't worth it. He was about to run off with all this money at the end. He'd be like, fuck you. I'm getting all of that shit. It's rough being a president, man.
Yeah, nah, man.
Damn.
They wilding
like shit.
But yeah, man. That's all I have for opening shots, man.
We really wasn't prepared for this a little bit. This when Letitia's supposed to say something.
Let's talk about the traffic in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, that's bad. I don't like it. You know what I mean? Oh, actually, you know what? We should bring up. That was another story. Shout out to Meek Mills. Came out here to Richmond to get the the reform for on
the Governor Northam.
For about the probation and stuff like that, of about how long they're on it and, you know, everything like that. So that was big for him to come down there and do that, and was there when they signed the bill. So
I think the maximum is 5 years that you could be on probation. You know, like he McMill was on probation, like, I guess, since he was like 19, 20. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he's almost 30 now. So he, a lot of people famously know of him, I guess, doing busting a wheelie on a motorcycle, and he got locked up off of that.
Stupid shit.
Because he was on probation and he couldn't get any run-ins with the law and shit. Yeah. But he actually, him and the Freedom, like, you know what I'm saying, the Reform Alliance, you know what I'm saying, him and Jay-Z and, you know what I'm saying, Michael Rubin, they actually had a conversation with Governor Northam here in Virginia, and was able to like push that along. Cause some people I know, like some of my homies, they still had probation. Charges since when they was in high school.
Yeah.
Still on probation. Yep. And they almost 40. You know what I'm saying? So just to just to know that
that's
is
crazy.
Changed.
Like, I mean,
a lot of people be on probation for a minute.
I know a couple, and don't let you go do a little bit. Shit, you're never coming off of that probation.
Right. And the thing is that you gotta any type of run in with the law. And like if they come in a car cross you and they smell weed at somebody else's house and they knock on your joint and you just happen, you know what I'm saying? Like any running, you're supposed to tell your probation officer and shit. So, shout out, that's big though. I'm glad you brought that up and shit, because that's also local, you know, well, for the whole state and shit.
Yeah, for the whole state. That's
so,
big.
So, shout out to Meek Mill for that. But yeah, let's get into entertainment update, man. It's a lot going on.
I need a refill soon, man.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? Got a little bit of ice left. I just want to
speaking
let you
of refill, man, let's get some of this champagne flowing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you got champagne.
It's a celebration. It's a new season,
but
you know what I'm saying?
With that joint, though.
So we got to definitely show the love and shit. But the first thing in entertainment update, I think everybody either heard about it, seen it, you was there, you watched it on YouTube, maybe like me, do somebody else stream, the Floyd Mayweather-Jake Paul fight. I guess there was a lot of people who was upset for the fight, but you should have known already when it said it wasn't a fight, it was an exhibition.
Don't call
him
money man for nothing.
The next time he does that, you're going to be upset and disappointed too, so why are you going to get your hopes up? But
I ain't gonna lie. I just wanted to see him knock his ass the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wanted to see Floyd come with one of them little uppercuts and whack, just clack his hoe and then nigga just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wanted to see that. That didn't happen. Nah. So, I don't know.
Did you really expect Floyd to knock him out though?
Yeah, I did. I really did. I mean, after he grabbed his hat? Hey, come on, dog. You gonna let the nigga snatch your cap? That, no cap, bruh.
They might have had that all set up and shit.
It was the dude's brother that took his hat. It wasn't even the dude he fought.
What?
He still
should have did that to beat his ass anyway. You know, brother took one more. There you go. Pop that nigga.
But it's,
Oh, I ain't know the little, well, he sucked. Oh, matter of fact, so that's why he was banned and couldn't come to the. Oh, you idiot.
But I heard Floyd had him do it to just show up his new hairline.
That's the way you introduce it.
His hairline was
short. He got a shape up.
Hey, nah, but I thought the joint was, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, the whole sport of boxing, we were talking about this earlier this week. The whole sport of boxing right now is like a joke right now. Like, for one, Floyd, you came out of retirement for this shit, bro. Like, he's nobody.
You gonna come out to retirement if they give you that bag too?
I will.
And it don't count.
Exactly.
And it don't count.
And I'm gonna win. Or if, even
Hundred
if I don't
million?
Win, I win.
Oh, no, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'd have went out there with Floyd. Right. Nigga, Every time he come to me, hug me. Exactly. I'm ducking on that ass, just trying to hear the bell, man.
Also, that fight that night, you know what I'm saying?
Ocho Cinco.
Nobody even remembers who he fought. Does anybody know who he fought?
No.
You just know he got knocked the fuck out.
He got knocked the fuck out, okay? This one was funny, too. You know what this was missing? Was Snoop Dogg as the narrator on this joke. That would have been fucking crazy. Because the way Ocho went out, like, Nate went out. Don't get me wrong. But Ocho, he like kind of spun and then he fell. And yeah. then when he released, he stumbled. He's trying to get up and act like, hey, I can get back. Dog, if you don't sit your motherfucking ass down, dog, you catch footballs, bro. Footballs. They don't fight in football like that.
I saw him talking about it today on his podcast. He'd be talking on about I am asking.
Something he got off his bucket list. What, getting knocked the fuck out?
He said, I got up real quick. He was happy about getting up real fast.
So what, bro? The way you went down in slow motion, like, oh, Lord. You know
but y'all not counting that he lasted how many all that? Of the rounds.
How many rounds knocked? Was it?
It was 4 rounds. But he fought.
Thank you. Okay, then. Okay. That's not everybody. Right. You say that, right?
It was a professional boxer that he fought.
Thank you.
He lasted all four rounds and went down at the very end.
That nigga wasn't trying to kill this. He was probably a fan. Like, you know I'm going to knock you off. You know this is going to go down. Like, yo, as soon as you, because you know Ocho was actually in there, you know, and I think he had enough. Like, I don't even believe we doing this right now. And I got to let you go all 4 rounds. Watch how I do this nigga right here. Here it go. Bye. That nigga said, but I got enough real fast stuff. What? Does anybody give a fuck about that, dog? He got knocked out.
I mean, this is all we want to see. We just want to see the wildest or the biggest entertainer fight some wild or other bigger entertainer and see who's going to win.
But can we see celebrity a boxer fight a fucking boxer? Like that? That's what I want to see. Can I see a boxer fighting a boxer? I want to see a real fight.
Well, you got coming up Lamar Odom versus...
Well, this is already played out.
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter.
Of NSYNC.
I didn't even know they knew each other.
I didn't know Aaron Carter had tats on his face and shit.
I didn't even know he was that short. Didn't even know. I don't even give a fuck because I was never a fan of feminine music.
So they're going to be fighting each other.
Well, they've already fought last night.
Right? And you watched it.
I just saw what I needed to see. Okay? That's all. I didn't need to see the whole 4 rounds. You know what I'm saying? No, I didn't need to see none of that shit. For one, that Lamar and these niggas is like here. Like, there's like no... Not even the same class, not even the same height. Like, David and Goliath, right? Like, and then so you got this little nigga just swinging for his life in that joint. You know what I'm
what
saying?
What about Peter Guns? Ain't he fighting somebody?
And then he fought the dude from fucking Love and Hip Hop. Like, dog, you guys are from Love and Hip Hop and y'all are fighting?
They trying to grab checks, man. It's COVID. It's a
pandemic. How much did you get paid for this? Because I'm with a... For real, like ice.
Something that they felt like needed.
I'm off Saturday. I'm off Saturday. If you want to get in the backyard, tell Tiz, bring some friends, get your family, nigga. We can do this. And I'll even take the fall, nigga. No bullshit. Just make it look good. Like, let me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man, Tiz.
Some backyard, you stupid.
Like, why not, man? That's real.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. That's all we want to see is. Let's see Trey Song versus Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we want to see. We don't want to see motherfuckers don't want to see no professionals.
Dancing. Chris Brown ain't going to do nothing but dance.
Most motherfuckers don't want to see no professionals.
They want to see people that know.
That's why we watching this shit.
I mean, I guess. But if I wanted to see somebody.
Who's Jake Paul? We ain't know about this nigga till he started boxing. I guess he was a YouTuber, him and his brother. But we ain't know him till, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't care. We just want to see.
Fuck that. Who you want to see fight then?
Just random motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. Who you want to see fight right there?
Shit. Fucking Rick Ross and 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see that.
Let's just do a little, like, rap beef. You know
what I mean? Because they really got some beef.
Right. They really got some beef. That's cool.
Or 50 Cent, Ja Rule.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Cause Ja talk so much shit like how he beat the fuck out of 50 Cent in that studio. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
That'd be a good joke.
Damn.
50, yeah.
I got 50 punishing his ass, dog. Like, that nigga was big as fuck, dog. That in the club shit, you know, like, almost like that nigga was big as fuck in that joint. Yeah. Like, dog, like, nah. Who you want to see fight? Fuck it.
Give me another good rap beef. Who else does he want to fight? Or athlete. I would like to see some retired. What's the DM from the Steelers? Harrison? I would like to see him fight.
Ooh.
Harrison versus, let's see, like a Brock Lesnar. I would like to see some crazy shit like that.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, that would
get some dollars. That would get some pay-per-view.
I like that.
They would sell some pay-per-view numbers.
Like, that would be a good one.
What about you?
If The Rock was really a fighter, you know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
Throw him in there. Yeah, bro. That would be a good fight.
Yeah.
I like to see probably if we're going on this thing, comedians fight.
Some Cat Williams and Kevin Hart.
Cat Williams, Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, yeah. Since he stole the joke.
Did you hear about that?
I would pay to see that.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We'd probably rather see some of them drunk.
I like that.
I definitely would pay to see Cat Williams fight.
Especially after that whooping he took from that kid. That was never good.
Oh, shit. You got to get some credit back. He got to get some credit back for that. He said, I was holding up. That nigga said, that's a grown man. I said, Cat, if you don't shut, it's not time to cut jokes.
I'm a female, so I'll say Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim.
But you can't do that because Foxy Brown can't hear. And y'all heard she's been losing her vision as well. Y'all don't, you know, that's why she's not been rapping. I heard she has lost her hearing, so that's not, she can't hear the bell, so she's going to keep swinging.
She feels the vibration. She's going to be in there.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. All right. With me, I ain't going to lie to you. I like to do a fight. Well, one of my old teachers had taught me I was going to be shitting. Never going to be on TV. I like to beat his old ass right about now.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Call him, you might be listening.
Call any of them. All of them. Y'all said that shit. And all the times you called my mama when I was just trying to cook. Left that message and shit. Motherfuckers had a messenger machine. Remember that shit.
But now, speaking of versus, you know what I'm saying, and who you want to see, versus Wednesday. You got E versus Trina. Who y'all got? And how y'all feel about that battle?
Y'all gonna watch it? I like it. I think so too. I think it's gonna be Eve. I think Eve's gonna pull this one out the back. I think Eve's gonna pull this one, only because
she's like the lyricist.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. She didn't do like Trina. Like shout out to Trina. I love Trina, but I mean everything with the sexual or the relationship. You know what I'm saying? But with Eve, you know, like she was from the hood. Like you know, I used to do. You know what I mean? Like was really out there and it's Rough Riders. Come on, man. You was down there with DMX and all them. So, you know, I think Eve's going to pull it out. But it'll be a good battle. I can't wait to see both of them because they both going to look good. I can't wait.
I think it'll be entertaining nonetheless.
Okay. So, I like that. Yeah, I think Eve's going to win that, too. Yeah, shout out to Soulja Boy. So, that's Wednesday, June 16th.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? June 26th, Soulja Boy, Lil Bow Wow, or Bow Wow now. Or Chad Moss. It's silent. Who y'all got, man? And are y'all watching this battle?
Soulja Boy, I ain't gonna watch it. Actually, I am gonna watch it.
Yeah, this gonna be entertaining because I can't wait to see Soulja Boy.
They gonna be trolling like shit.
Well, they already been trolling on each other lately. You know what I'm saying? So this is going. I don't really care who wins this because like.
He bet his Lambo on that joint. He did.
Soulja Boy bet his Lambo, the pink slip, for who wins the versus.
But who decides who wins?
Is there a winner? I guess it's for us to decide. But let Soulja Boy tell it. He's gonna be the first one to decide the versus battle. You know what I'm saying?
It's no declared winner, but it's like a winner, just like Jay-Z versus Nas. Like, you going to figure out who you thought was.
Right. But who gets the Lambo?
Whoever wins the versus.
Whoever the people say wins. To us.
So if we say so, you lost. You got to hold over that Lambo.
Yeah,
you got to hold over that joint. But you know Soulja, he'll go off and get on that joint.
I'm going to watch the joint, man. I think Soulja's a legend.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, Bow Wow's a
legend. He was the first of YouTube. He did a lot of shit.
Yeah. Innovator.
And yeah, I love his Breakfast Club interview.
And his beat slow.
Drake! Amigos! But the funny thing, I seen him like beefing with like a rack of people. You could tell he snorts cocaine. Like he be on some other shit.
Remember?
That is funny though. Remember I brought that up to you?
Remember that one day he was going off and he was even beefing with Shyler Buff? Like he was mad at Shyler. First off, when I heard this and he said, "Hey Shyler, you can't come to the motherfucking hood." This is when he got
I do remember that when
he got the phone knocked out of his hand and everybody thought he got his ass whooped. He was like, "Yeah, ain't Shia LaBeouf? You can't go to the hood." I'm thinking in my mind, first off, I didn't even know Soulja Boy knew Shia LaBeouf. Let's go out there. Like, when did they start hanging out? And two, is Shia LaBeouf really in the hood? Like, he was just on Transformers to save the world.
You know, the craziest thing is Soulja Boy is from Clarksville, Mississippi. He lives about a mile from my son's father's house.
I'm from Mississippi. Yeah. Well, I ain't from Mississippi. I've been in Mississippi. He's not far from, like, Columbus, Mississippi out there.
He literally, like, lives out there. And he's out there all the time, driving his cars up and down. They little rows with the cotton fields and
I mean, so he's not from Atlanta.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna watch it just for the entertainment value in itself. You know, what I'm saying,
have some got funny shit. That slap, man.
Now, all jokes aside, they have a catalog to do versus something.
That's true, you know what I'm saying, we kind of
grew up on Lil Bow Wow when he was doing it.
When he first came out, another funny fact about Bow Wow, I heard this from Jermaine Dupri. So on Snoop Dogg's album, when he's doing that whole classmate joint and asking all the kids about being on that class, all of those kids' voices was Lil Bow Wow, because he was signed to Death Row when he was younger. Snoop had really found him, but then he figured, you know, and they have also said Lil Bow Wow was bad as fuck, like a real bad ass thugged out little kid. Jermaine said he chased him around the fucking house with a knife one time because he couldn't go out. The nigga was making all the money. He couldn't go out to none of the parties. He's got to stay at the house. He's getting watched by Jermaine's mom or he's with... He said, little nigga, one time we was in there joint, I'm getting ready. He said, I'm going out. He said, nah, little nigga, you're not going out. He said, all right, bet. Went in the kitchen. He said, Slim, I'm going out. He said he started laughing until he started to charge him. He said, well, and you know Jermaine probably had a big-ass mansion out there in ATL, so we're running laps in this bitch. Trying to get away from this little nigga till he tires out or, you know, give him some milk and cookies or something. Like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but, I mean, Bow Wow was been, he's been in that, you know, whatever, and, like, Jermaine actually picked him up because, like, He wouldn't have really needed to be on Death Row and be with Shug.
Oh, hell no.
That would not have been a good... He probably destroyed his whole career if he didn't go with JD. But, yeah, they said... Because they said Snoop had found him at a concert. Him and Dre had found him at a concert when he was younger.
Yeah.
And he was on the Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style album. He plays all the kids. You better ask somebody, motherfucking hustler.
But all jokes aside, like, they ain't got the best catalog, and it doesn't help because they... be clowning. They haven't made themselves look the best in the past. Mm-hmm. So that's why when you hear it, it's like, oh, these niggas. You know what I'm saying? You don't take them seriously.
Right.
But they do have, they brought a lot to the culture.
But like, not only that,
Soulja Boy broke a lot of shit. Like, he was the first in his YouTube shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's dancing, going viral.
It's the ones that are younger than us that are true fans of this. Yeah. So, you know.
Throw some D's on that,
so
bitch.
Shout out to
just
them.
Got my report.
I'm going to check it out. June
26th. I was like, what the fuck? I said, hell no. Turn this off. Name.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck was that? Man, what the fuck was that? Gucci bandana. Turn my swag on. Y'all know the songs. They switched it up. I mean, you can't deny it because those joints was cranking everywhere. Beyonce and Drake stole
Sort of boy lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that. I heard about that.
On like clear as day.
I'm like, remember the LOL tweet? You know what I'm saying?
LOL Smiley.
Come on. I was like.
Him and Trey songs.
I was so mad at Trey for that. Nigga, I was so mad at you for that one, bro.
They was ahead of their time with some of that shit. LOL Smiley face. Motherfuckers still doing that shit now. LOL Smiley face. That shit staying out of style. My mom still be sending. Now, this one's a little different.
That new joint, that new Soulja Boy. Shit, make a clap.
I haven't.
Draco.
Yeah.
It's all the beat though. It's really the beat. It's the beat. Every time it's the beat.
Hey,
and my favorite thing for Soulja Boy also is when he tells a story about how he shot the niggas in his house.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny. My nigga was like, pass me the gun. I said, fuck no. Bye, 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 bye. I'm just shooting. Bye, 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 bye. I shot one of the niggas in the ass and I said, oh shit. I go over and I take his mask off. I'm like, oh shit, I know that nigga. And then I go back downstairs and I heard something like, bow! And then old Miss Smith, but it was my homie. He was hiding in the club. He said, so did the nigga live or survive? He said, I don't really want to talk about that right now. Come on,
that's a funny nigga. Funny. He also talked about, I don't know if you heard this, the story where he was in a mudslide or some shit. He had to get out this. The sunroof, the sinkhole,
he had to jump out the sunroof in his car, bro, it was a whole interview, I love to see that story, that's one of them joints that they gotta animate the story and shit.
That's how wild that story was.
Yeah, that's a wild thing.
He gonna make a lot of money for a long time.
Yes.
Long time.
I mean, he's still young. Smart, you know what I'm saying?
What, like 30?
I mean, he can get.
But look how he fell off, and then he did one.
Just music wise, really, though. And now he fell off music wise, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like maybe being a businessman or trying to, you
honestly,
know,
yeah,
get. I mean, the same, even with Bow Wow. His music fell off too, but now you're doing the movies, and you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Let's talk about that fall off shit, because I feel like fall off in hip hop, that's a thing, maybe. But in life, like, you just transition into something else.
Everybody can chime in on that type of lifestyle.
And you can always get hot at any moment in life. Exactly. And you're like, tomorrow I could go do some other shit, and you're going to be back on it. You know what I'm saying? So
just like the Coralie Ray at her concert,
I think hip-hop is more of a fall off, or hip-hop culture, like people try to say, oh, he fell off, blah, blah. Because
it's fashion. We turned it into fashion instead of what it just was. You know what I'm saying? It was just supposed to be music. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be a way to express yourself, get your story out there.
Because other genres, they ain't falling off.
Just like think about it now. Motherfuckers who toured 20, 30, 40 years, with all that drip and everything that got on, but nobody wants to talk about the new J. Cole album. Nobody wants to talk about how he just went over to, you know, Africa to go play ball. Nobody wants to hear that because he's not in that type of, like, you know, you could be anything right now.
But
you know
I think
what I'm saying?
It's
just like Cardi.
Like
she go off and start.
Cole had a crazy album rollout, though.
Oh, that one.
That week and a half?
That was a queer.
Was crazy. I mean, he started hooping in Africa for 3 games. Thank part you. Of the rollout.
Yeah.
He was cool all of a sudden.
And that album, salute to J. Cole for this one. I like that album.
His 10-day deal.
It fell along with the offseason.
Yeah. You know, the offseason, yeah. Right. The offseason, that was that shit right there. Right. But, you know, you don't talk about it, bring him up. You know what I'm saying? You're not probably looking for when he's going to be in Miami partying or something. Right. You're looking for Lil Baby in there. Because they got all that, you know what I'm saying? Man, but I do fuck with Lil Baby, though. I think he's, out of all the young ones, I think he's one of the best out of all this whole young generation right now. Yeah. I think he
through
is.
Through and through?
Yeah.
And on a different level, not just like lyrics, but just like what he means to the culture and to the youngsters. Like how his example, how he's leading in there and all that. Like, a lot of young motherfuckers, they don't want to be that. And he may not necessarily want to be it either, but he's being a good example of how to be a stand-up motherfucker.
He,
you know what I'm
saying?
Wait a minute.
He's
baby
very
girl.
Handsome.
Baby girl, we just got on that.
That's for the ladies. We got
that's
like
that. Got rep for the ladies and shit.
Yeah, what?
Ain't better than that.
Right,
ain't
alright, so he fine. The nigga can rap. That's all I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can really rap. He got wordplay. He fine. That's the shit.
Well, you know what? On that note, let's get into last call and shit, man.
Get my goddamn chair back.
Salute to the Zeke Sanders story, man.
Zeke Sanders story, bro.
June 26th.
Yeah, 12 days away, man.
So yeah, 12 days away. June 26th. How y'all feel, man? Looks like how y'all feel about having y'all film released in with this much kind of like pandemonium? There's a lot of people I see. I'll be following y'all comments, and a lot of people seem to be excited for it to come out. Like, how do y'all feel?
I would say excited with them, man. We're excited for everything to kind of come together, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been seeing it behind the scenes.
Long time coming.
Long time coming. But, you know, we're excited like everybody else, man.
That's what's up.
You know, it's 12 days away. It seems like every day it's so much more for us to do before we get finally there. But, man, you know, I'm eager. I'm anxious to get it out.
Yeah.
And I just can't, you know, get off my mind.
It's crazy because, like, we thought, you know, when we first did this, we would have been showing everybody the movie by now. And it's taking all this time to get there, and it's like finally here, you know, 12 days away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting. It's, you know, we got people coming into town for it. You know, it's going to be a good time, a busy weekend. But it's exciting. It's like finally.
Right.
You know, finally, the show will be made.
Yeah.
And been sitting on, you know what I mean? So we excited for that. We want to see what people think about it.
Yeah.
We want to, you know, put out the art.
So speaking of what you made, what did you make? Zeke Sanders story. Let's talk about, like, let's get in it. Is it a full-length movie? Like, where can people watch it? Tell us some, like, a quick overview of the movie. Like, what can people expect?
Yeah, so it's a short film. It's 35-minute short film. It's our longest project to date.
Yeah.
It's probably our most professional project to date, too.
Okay.
So it's something that we're even more excited to show to the masses, as, you know, people have been following us for the past 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Seeing, you know, the beginning of our work, and to see the progress. You know what I mean? So it's able for us to, you know, really express all the, and show all the hard work that we've been putting in behind the scenes to have a show on the screen.
Yeah.
But also, too, you know, it's more than just a short film people are going to see. They're going to see, you know, two short films that precede the Zeke Sanders story that are made by independent artists of color.
Okay. Dope.
Nothing to do with Zeke Sanders at all. Just their own independent films that we just liked.
Yeah.
And thought that it would fit in the whole atmosphere.
That's what's up, man.
And then for the independents, for all the creatives out there, we're doing a few trailers as well of people's work, independent artists' work as well.
I like that. That's your idea, though.
Just to give everybody the
salute
cinematic
y'all
experience.
For doing that. Man.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Just because y'all ain't have to do that.
And like everyone who like supported us, like the special thanks, the businesses that you know gave us money.
Yeah.
To
happen.
Just the people you know we just called in favors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that to, like help get this movie made. So we're trying to put like that out there as well, like show people like oh like this is what it takes to be independent, make a film. Like you're gonna have to you know it takes a community in a way. So we're definitely trying to put those people on as well, like, you know, because without their help, we wouldn't have got made.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, especially just with the stories, like, you know, losing the footage and the guy calling back to give it back. Like,
if
all those things that happened, it was like...
I remember that was the story.
Yeah, he said that. Okay, exactly. Yeah, make sure y'all go on last season
and check that out, right.
Locations, like losing locations, getting locations.
So how long did it actually take?
The crib that we use, like, all that was like...
Yeah, how long did it actually
really
take for just a short... I mean, I know it's just a short film, but how long did that actually take to actually put all together, like...
Not including COVID?
Probably, okay, yeah. Yeah,
before,
honestly, I guess. Yeah, if it wasn't for COVID, because I know you had to actually take a break, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But I guess once... I mean, how long would it...
I'd say about a year.
Really?
Solid year of like... Yeah, you know, like no weekends off.
So y'all was working,
constantly talking about
to
it.
That.
Yeah.
There was like I don't even know how many different versions of like you know, scripts, ideas. You know, he was writing them out, and we were you know changing them up. So like from idea to story to then what we have now, and then to like the whole like package we have for how we're like kind of showing it. Yeah, it's been like a solid year's worth of. You know, brain energy work and. Yeah.
Did you guys do everything from start to finish?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what does it take? Like, what is the start? What is the finish? Like, what are the steps that you have to take to get there?
Usually, it starts with just an idea in your head, mm-hmm. or a story that you like, or maybe a book that you read. You want to kind of adapt that or mm-hmm. Part of that. So with us, it just came from an idea. We went to the Nova Fest in 2018,
mm-hmm.
Where we just watched other people's you know films. This is audience members. And I saw some good films there, and I was just inspired to do something that, you know, wanted to elevate, you know, ourselves. So it came from an idea, and then you kind of write that idea down on paper, and then you tell your friends about it and see what they say. And you can tell usually by their facial reaction, you know, if it's an idea that may stick or something that just, you know, oh, cool, whatever,
yeah.
Nice.
I mean, to your point, it's the ideas that stick. Because
mm-hmm.
we talk about all kind of ideas, and we have, you know, moments with friends that was funny or situations that were funny or, like, memories that were funny. It's like, that's cool. Like, that's funny. But it's the ones that, like, that stick. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we've talked about this. Let me talk about it again. We've talked about it again. Then we've added another piece. We've talked about it. You know what I mean? Like, those are the ones that are like, you know what? Like, maybe you should spend some time. Let's write something down. You know what I mean? Like,
what about the difficulty in raising the capital in order to do this?
Yeah. So, one of the, I guess, privileges that we have with shooting in this area and being from this area.
Mm-hmm.
We use a lot of local resources. I'm born and raised in Alexandria, Virginia.
There
we shot
go.
Two locations. At my middle school, and at my cousin's doctor's
smart,
office. So
smart.
It's like, you know,
utilize your resources.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of my good
like,
friends.
Yeah, I can imagine, right?
One of my good friends from high school, we used his house for most of the
setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We was
okay.
Like, you know, just through being here for years.
That's love.
I called
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that
like,
is
nah,
right.
Like,
yeah.
We used his crib. He, like, you know, moved stuff around and, like, kind of helped us set
yeah.
that tone, too. Like, he put some energy behind it. You know what
Mind
I mean?
You, he's a really eclectic house. His house is full of.
it looks like either a schizophrenic guy lives there or a 9-year old who's given no
rules,
parental guidance at all.
Oh, that's
so he has
dope.
A piano
so
with cutouts.
Y'all made it work with y'all.
Which exactly. I'm going to see y'all made that work. Yeah, so that's tight. Yeah, I cannot wait to see this.
And he really put his spin on the crib and like move some stuff around and be like added stuff to it to kind of like fit the story. So yeah,
okay,
it's very
that's
elaborate.
That is love. We'll be that honest. Is love.
So Zeke Sanders, who is Zeke Sanders and what will we like
be expecting?
Yeah, what are we expecting in this film
don't
about the story?
Name.
Oh yeah. Well, first I want to answer the second part of her
okay,
question.
Yeah.
Raising the Capitol. I didn't mean to. But
oh,
yeah,
she's the queen of
it. Yeah. So in regards to this raising the Capitol, like besides using a lot of resources, you know, saving money. You know, like, we knew we wanted to do this probably in 2018. We started shooting in 2019 summer. Mm-hmm. So we had time to prepare. We also did Indiegogo, you know, which we're very uncomfortable doing at first. But, you know, crowdfunding is essential to what we were going for. Mm-hmm. We knew that we had a bigger budget for this project, just by the page length. I mean, it's a 35-minute video
right.
about a guy making a movie about a guy making a movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what right. that can consist of so many things, and we're doing it like in a non-linear way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very strategic in how we schedule certain days and what he can wear and how his face is going to be. You know, it may be a long beard one day, then a short beard the next day. But we have to make sure that while he has a long beard,
you get all
it takes that
right.
we want. Because the next day, he's going to shave
right.
it off.
So how hard was that, though? Like,
it was,
well, at least for the, I guess, your actor, right? You know what I'm saying? For him to be having to go out of scene and go ahead and come back, you know what I'm saying? How hard was that?
It was hard, but I think, like, this part was a part of, like, the actual, it was planning. Like, the way we kind of wrote, the story is written, and the way we break down the story kind of helped with how we shot the story. So then we could, like, kind of break those time frames up, and that really helped us let us know, like, you know how the time frames go. Then it's, like, based on what availability of location. So then you kind of, like, just map out where and when he needs to be a certain way, and you kind of just plan it out for a shoot. And you give consideration. Once the hair is cut, it's cut. You know what I mean? Obviously, if you have a look, that's the look. So, like, we just kind of, for continuity, like, planned around that. So we did it in a way that we could work around that, not getting in the way or, like, oh, it's not going to look the same. You just plan for it in the beginning, and then it kind of just worked itself out as we...
So have y'all, like, sat back and thought about the fact that y'all did some dope shit?
Not yet.
Like, okay.
I was going to ask that too.
Because
right.
I mean, this is some dope. This is major. This
we're
is
still
shit.
Just trying to sell tickets.
You're probably ticket. Not going to hit until and y'all do that man. First screening. Speak, and y'all are going to feel that.
Speaking of tickets, where can our followers, you know what I'm saying, everybody on IG, our Facebook pages, how can everybody get those tickets?
If you type in the Zeke Sanders story on Google and go on Kennedy Center, that should be one of the first links to pop up.
Zeke Sanders story.
You'll be routed to their box office.
Everybody got Google, I think. Okay.
Yeah. You can just Google it. It'll show up.
Bet that.
Yeah. But I'm not. And then to answer your question, Jeff, about the Zeke Sanders, like,
yeah.
So it's actually a culmination of. So I'm a big Redskins fan, right?
Yeah.
A Washington football team fan. Big time.
Shout out.
Anytime you want
to
talk crazy against the team, I'll. Take these mics off and we'll talk football in the back.
Yeah.
But
Pittsburgh.
Ain't you from Michigan? How you Eagles from?
Talk about it.
And he's singing
Pittsburgh.
Too.
Yeah, she's singing. I'm Pittsburgh.
Beat y'all last year. And guess what?
Breaking these
old. Oh, right. Oh, we good. Oh, we good. Oh, we good. Beat y'all last year. Beat y'all last year. Indeburg. But anyway, my fault. And beat y'all too.
Right when y'all go to high school too. We go glue in. Yeah. We stopped that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
It's crazy. So the in the beginning stages of the Zeke Sanders story, before it was called the Zeke Sanders story, we wanted to obviously think of a name of the guy who kind of was in his own way, kind of took two steps forward, three steps back.
Okay.
Kind of like the Dallas Cowboys, as you know.
Ooh.
So
you right.
I play sports, and my favorite number is 21. And now the Cowboys, my favorite player is actually in the Cowboys, ironically, because I hate every Cowboys except for two. That's Zeke Elliott and Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders,
so
yeah.
We just combine the names.
Gotcha.
And then Zeke Sanders. So
oh, damn,
Zeke, like, man. Unlike most movies.
Whatever.
That's tight.
Unlike most movies, isn't gonna be like, you know, at the end he wins and everything's happy and everything's glorious. Like, it's more a slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, he may not win necessarily right here, but if you keep watching and, you know, keep rooting for him, you'll be able to, you know.
So let me ask you something.
Okay. I'm going to say it's a good example of
League. Shout out to Zeke Sanders.
Yeah,
man.
Did you explain it like that when you first came?
Nah.
For real, because I was going to say that was new to me, too. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we may not have asked him that question and got that information.
Yeah, I get it. I like that. Okay.
You got the name. I feel like also knowing, like, knowing you're Redskins fans, knowing a little bit more about y'all sports.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. I didn't think about it because I was going to ask, like, what are we going to expect?
Somebody who's always in their way.
Like, well, who the fuck is he? You know what I'm saying? Like, where did he come from?
Everyone asked that. Like, is he you? I'm like, not at all. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
honestly, honestly, I'm just more, you know, not even just the name, but like I said, everything that comes behind it, and just to see, like, I mean, know that y'all been working for a whole year to get this together, man. This has been, you know, just since we seen y'all last season, and see what y'all been doing as we've been, you know, following each other on Instagram and everything like that. I've been seeing y'all move. Love y'all spirit, and you know what I'm saying? Love y'all energy. And y'all are funny as shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'll be cracking up on y'all, you know. And, you know, I'm silly anyway, so I'm like, yo, oh, they funny as shit. I'll be looking at, I said, yo, let me see what these dudes doing right now, because they funny as shit. And just to put a bug in your ear, I have been writing a story too. If you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is no cap. No cap. Yeah, see, iced already. I ain't let Letitia read it just yet. You know what I'm saying? She just got to the group.
On the real, yeah. Let them
be sacred with
you. I know you are. I know you are.
On the real, yeah. You definitely need to pass that way, but yeah.
Yeah.
We also, you know what I'm saying? Love to read, bro. Love to create as well. Anybody got a story? We would love to hear.
That's right.
So I mean, y'all. I mean, where would it cost to order? You know, so like, get some directors. Like, I mean, how much is this gonna cost me?
Directors.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
order
know,
some directors.
Yeah. Can I just buy some?
I'll be real honest. It really all depends on what your vision is. Everyone says, well, you know, there's no real like service price for like $500 for an hour for a director to make your stuff look like HBO Max. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't work like that. It's more so, what do you want? How much money or resources do you have to you? And then also the page length. If you're writing a 45-page thing with car crashes and babies and fire, it's like, this reads expensive.
Right.
But if it's more so like, all right, it's three people and it's two rooms and it's one location, you know, two locations and it's outside and one inside. It's like, okay, this can be a little more economic. And I would say, as you write, just take it into consideration.
That's free game, though.
It was honestly because I have been asking. I mean, ever since the last time y'all left, honestly,
not to say the same thing, but yeah, really, like when you read the story, and if it's like if what's happening, like if you couldn't like do that today, like you can just go outside, and obviously it's gonna take a lot of resources.
For sure,
you know what I mean? If your story has something to do with like, you know, Area 51 and aliens, and like well, like you gotta consider that. You know? Like you said, there's no cookie cutter. Just think about it.
Wouldn't
be open to like being open to like being open to all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I mean, ever since y'all left No Bullshit, like I had already had this story already. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, me and Ice, we've been rocking together for a minute. He knows I like to write, you know what I'm saying? But I had been had this for a long time. And then, you know, just had to be picking it up, whatever like that. Read it. Let my man Corey, who did our photo shoot, shout out to him. He read the joint. He was like, "Yo, man, you should write this into a script." And I was like, "Well, shit, I don't even know how to do all that." Like 2 days later, send me a book on how to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know. But I mean, I've always been into like writing. You know what I'm saying? So like, I mean, if I was to do something, you know what I mean? Of course, you know what I'm saying. That's why I can't wait to see. But like, that's all right, man. I love the way y'all grind this out. And now that I know how this name came about, like, that's even more clever. Like, did y'all catch that one? Did you catch that one?
And also, too, man, you know, I struggle with this as I would say I'm a director by trade, a writer by need.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, like, writing stories, oftentimes, like, you know, I'm silly, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I think of a scenario or situation that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends say, yo, you like telling a story, but you have no clear ending. You have no real beginning.
Right.
You're just kind of, like, in the
just
middle
in
somewhere.
The middle. Yeah.
So,
situations.
Yeah.
And that's how my shit be.
I can tell.
You know what I'm saying?
but the good thing is about that, you're able to expand and there's no gates around you.
Right. Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be you at a bakery arguing with the cashier about giving you a $2 bill when you one or two singles, and then it turns into you on your way to your left your job interview.
I like
you know
that.
What I mean? It's
like,
I could
go
game with somebody.
I like that. Bitch, yeah. Didn't I tell you I want to? I'm going to the motherfucking club. I told you
exactly.
I was going to the club.
You got a bill because the, for whatever reason, and right. That can turn into whatever.
And see, you know, really, when you say stuff like that, that's what makes me think of, like, people think I'm crazy, but I be watching Seinfeld. I love that show. And I also like, and you can judge me if you want to.
Shout out to y'all for saying that. I fuck with the Larry Sanders wife.
Everybody loves Raymond. You know what I'm saying?
That's
my favorite. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I like that. But, of course, we got real directors in here, so y'all going to have to do my show.
Definitely got real directors in here. Shout out to Rhythmics Radio. Conversations on the Rocks, baby. Every Monday night, 8 p.m., we back. Make sure you tune in. We always going to have somebody just interesting for sure. We got here Josh and Blake.
What's good?
We talking about the Zeke Sanders story. When can we see it? What time? Where? Shout out everything.
June 26th. At
the Reach at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, at the Kennedy Center. That's so big. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Kennedy Center.
Four screenings.
I was going to say. Yeah,
shout out. Black Man Right. Shout out to IG. Somebody said, your sister said Black Man Right. Yes, they do.
Shout out to the Kennedy Center and everybody over there for helping
June 26th.
Us happen. Yeah. On June
y'all
26th.
Y'all got a few showings.
12, 2, 4, and 6.
12, 2, 4, and 6. Y'all sold out of the 6 and the 4.
Yes, they did.
When we were looking for
they
tickets,
did. Yep.
By the way.
Sure did.
We have more tickets available.
More tickets available.
Yes, so get them out of there.
Get them out of there, man.
I want to go at 6 o'clock. I can't wait to put a lot of these Gucci shades.
Anybody reach y'all, get in contact with y'all if they got any work.
Yeah, Instagram, man. The Zeke Sanders story on Instagram. You'll be able to follow all the updates.
Make sure y'all follow
at the Zeke Sanders story. You can find both of us on at the Zeke Sanders story.
And we got a playlist that dropped today. So if you're on iTunes or Spotify and you type in the official playlist of the Zeke Sanders story, you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all getting this one, man.
I like that. I like that little touch, too, man.
You got the shirt poppers, the movie.
Yeah. You got the gentrified.
You know what I'm saying?
Gentrified.
Merch soon.
This is really big, man. I'm really
proud
of y'all,
man.
I'm really happy for y'all,
man.
The Zeke Sanders story, man. I cannot wait to see it.
Zeke Sanders story. It's June 26th. Get your tickets.
Absolutely.
They at the Kennedy Center. Make sure y'all support these brothers. These some good brothers, man. I love these brothers, man. And make sure y'all go check out their other work. This ain't their first four Y. You know what I'm saying? This ain't their first rodeo. Make sure y'all check out their other work
as well. For sure.
Zeke Sanders story. Yo, we got another one in the bag. How y'all feeling? You know what I'm saying? We got a couple minutes.
Free Zeke.
We'll definitely check out.
Free
Zeke.
Get close for Los. How you feeling?
Oh, man. Y'all
shout out to Zeke Sanders.
Man, do I got to get close for Los, man.
It better be funny.
Okay, baby girl. I got this. Don't do that. actually, I do got one, and I want to do it out for my junior. My KJ that's out here graduating on his way to NC State.
Okay.
So, you know, his goal get close with Lowe's. I think every father has done this. Back then, you know, daycare was expensive as shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, didn't want nobody want to pay the late fee. You sometimes didn't even want to go pick this little motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, like, hey, babe, can you get him? You know, all that shit. So I said, fuck it. I work at night, watch him during the day. Let me just tell y'all, father, son, right now, this is really a bad combination, okay? Working, like, overnight to come home to watch your son, who's been fucking sleep at night while you was at work, and got a routine that you knew nothing about because, you know, mommy there. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know nothing about that. I said, fuck it, I got it. This is my son. It's just me and him. We got the same name. We should connect. We should feel this, right? Anyways. I was up for at least until like 1 o'clock. I felt like fuck it, you know what I'm saying? This nigga is still up, like really going. I'm just gonna have to take my chance and just go to sleep for real quick. So I put him in the room with me, you know, lock the door, put the cartoons on, nigga fall asleep. 4 hours later, woke up, my face is sliding all over the motherfucking bed and shit. I'm like, well, what the fuck is this? So I'm, you know, before I even wake up, I feel like a glob here, another glob there, and I'm just rubbing that shit. The shit's all in the motherfucking bed. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I happen to look up out of the bed and look down. My son is sitting down there with a glob of Vaseline all on his face. You know, they small and they can just dig in there and just, and it's stuck. You feel what I'm saying? But you don't move it because it's heavy as fuck right now. You know what I'm saying? And he's smiling at me, and I'm thinking in my mind, she just told me we should put him back in daycare because your ass ain't going to be able to watch him and you're going to be tired. So now I got like, what, an hour and a half, hopefully it's traffic, to get all of this cleaned up. Like, and then you don't want to change the sheets, right? Because like when she walks in, like, why the sheets different on the bed? You know what I'm saying? Look, your son had Vaseline, and then she looking at me like, why is there so much Vaseline missing? Like, boo, it ain't that much work in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't need that goddamn much. Like, damn, he was here. You know what I'm saying? But that's my get close with Lowe's, because, like, my junior doing good, man. Like, but fathers, stop. Go ahead and send the kids to daycare. If they can talk and walk, go ahead and send them, man. Just send them to daycare.
And that's another get close with Lowe's, man. Shout out to the fathers out there. Black fathers matter, man. Father's Day is around the corner. That was, you know, Lowe's always got a wild ass story. You know what I'm saying? Had his son with Vaseline. Now he got a scholarship to where he got
to NC State, man.
Damn, look at that! Yeah. Look at you fucking up, turned into that.
So I know. Don't get mad at me. It's his mama because she was mad. I was okay with the nigga being in Vaseline. At least he wasn't ash. You know what I'm saying? I just mad he put it on me and the sheets. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't mad. I was
y'all
awful.
Done wasted the Vaseline and the sheets.
Mm. You know he got heavy in that Vaseline. Heavy. He got all of.
Cause I'm asleep for 4 hours.
He
right?
saw so y'all been, doing so. It's y'all be doing this shit. Let me go and do it.
That shit was just
moisturized for 7 days.
Dog, washing that nigga off in the tub. Like
slipped around and shit. Oh my god. Slipped around like Joe Biden when he broke his leg fucking with the dog.
With the dog. Yeah. Yo, fuck that. Yeah, that was a lot. Of
shout out to
sleep,
get
man.
Close with Los, man. I'm a one before we wrap up, man. I'm a do a real quick words from Ice, and it's from this investor. He said, it ain't who you know, it's who know you. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know how people sometimes say, like, it ain't what you know, it's who you know, but sometimes it's even deeper than that. It's who know you. You know what I'm saying? Who can get you in the door, get you this opportunity, get you that house that we got to shoot at, get you that whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I think what I take from that is just always have your make sure your nose is always good, make sure your credit is always good, make sure you always clean with people, like make sure your relationships is pure, you know what I'm saying? Like do that shit for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And then motherfuckers stop pulling you like, "Yo, Ice, I got this that wopty whoop de whoop whoop." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like my homie, and I ain't even tell you this, you know what I'm saying? Might as well tell it on air. My homie Goose with the boats. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Yo, you trying to get conversations on the rocks on a boat? Like, do it on a boat?" I was like, "Hell yeah, nigga! Like, what you mean?
Did you have to ask?"
Exactly. So he trying to put a play together to get us, because you know he'd be upholstering the boat seats and all that. You know what I'm saying? The liners and all that shit. So, but it's so
she just made it in, baby girl. You already just made it.
It's really like the mob. There's only one way out. But yeah, it words from Ice today is it's not who you know, it's who know you.
Yeah, like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? So, and we got another one, man. The season 3, I think it started real proper. Shout out to Josh Blake. I appreciate y'all for bringing this.
Yeah.
Zeke Sanders story.
We got a mural actually on U Street, 13th and U Street, by the what's it by?
It's the Jumbo Slice.
By Jumbo Slice. Yeah.
It's really?
A little, y'all got a mural.
Really?
Not a mural. Graffiti.
Okay. Hey, man, it's there. That's all that matters.
Where is it at?
By 13th and U Street.
It's right by the
Okay.
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 A little back alleyway.
Man, shout out to Zeke Sanders, man. June 26th. Make sure everybody who's following Facebook, watching all the lives, and shout out to IG, Conversations on the Rocks Live, man. Make sure y'all pop up. They got some more opening, more seats is available. Make sure y'all buy a ticket, man, and
support
these brothers,
support.
Man.
Appreciate
very
it.
Dope.
Thank you.
And if you don't think so or you don't know, make sure you go look at their work. You know what I'm saying? Like, just look it up, and you already see. Like, one of my favorite joints was the Burial.
Buried.
That was funny.
That's kind of like a sick, twisted, like, the thing, yeah. Like, some of this conversations a month ago had before funny. They bury somebody. Like,
but your man that was sitting on the couch getting bugged by everybody, you just actually just said it, but I'm
Jamal Howard.
Oh, yeah, Jamal.
That was my shit. I was cracked, man. That white girl, she said, oh, well.
Y'all got a few, y'all got some shit, man.
That was my shit. Thank you. No, seriously, man.
Shout out to y'all. Yeah, I think we did it. How y'all feel? Y'all ready?
Man,
what y'all gotta say?
Man, this was a good vibe, man. Yeah. And like I said, shout out to the Zeke Sanders story, man. Cannot wait to see this. Honestly.
Appreciate
really
it, man.
Cannot
see
wait
Saturday.
To see
this.
Next Saturday. Next Saturday.
Shout out to the new season for y'all.
Hey,
and
thank
you,
you.
New
thank
host.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us for the episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out to
y'all.
Shout out to
me. You know what I'm saying? Detroit to be exact, though.
Okay, Detroit. I'm not mad at it.
Into the Wolfpack of NC State.
NC State.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man.
Wolfpack of NC State.
Yes.
Make sure, you know, we're going to close out like that. Shout out to Rhythmics Radio, man. Make sure you always tune in Monday nights, 8 p.m. We always here. We back, man. We back. And make sure you always have your conversations on the rocks.
Yeah.
One.